pay less for your railway journeys with Trainsplit. See how much you'll save at greatdestinationsradioshow.com. Just click on cheaper train tickets.
Antarctica is the last great wilderness left on Earth, but it's becoming increasingly popular as a destination. The number of visitors has increased by almost 20% last year, with most going by ship. And the number of activities you can take part in when you're there is also expanding. I spoke with Simon Evans from Chimu Adventures. They specialise in travel to the region. He told me that not all ships serving the Antarctic are the same, and you have to choose carefully.
Those ships that are going right into the Antarctic Peninsula and actually, you know, the passengers are getting off the ship and going onto the ice, which is possible to do down there now. I mean, some of the more traditional cruise liners, as we'd sort of know them, you know, will sail down to Antarctica, but because of the strict regulations down there, the ships of that size aren't actually allowed to get too close to the peninsula and into certain landing areas. Although technically they're kind of sailing down to Antarctica, they're not really going down right into the peninsula, which some of the smaller vessels are able to do.
Simon said the ships will tend to stick to certain parts of Antarctica.
Yeah, I mean, generally the ships coming in from or sailing down from Ushuaia at the tip of Argentina, most of those will sail into the Antarctic Peninsula, which is the kind of long thin arm that sticks up from the top of the continent. There are a few ships that will come down onto the Weddell Sea side, which is the east side of the peninsula. There's also actually a few departures that you can take from Australia and New Zealand, which also come in from the east side as well. But the vast majority would sail just around the Antarctic Peninsula area, which is the kind of main sailing point, I guess.
And unlike a cruise around the Med or the Caribbean, you might need good sea legs for the crossing to the continent.
The sailing itself would usually take about 2 days, give or take a bit. You have to cross the notorious Drake Passage, which you know, can be quite a rough ride sometimes. So depending on the conditions there, it will usually take anything from a day and a half to, you know, if it's calm, to sort of 2 days if it's you know, not so calm. So it's quite a trek to get over there if you are going to sail from Ushuaia.
For most people, the biggest attraction will be the wildlife, as Simon explained.
Well, I mean, you will literally see tens of thousands of penguins. That it's quite incredible. People sort of go down there asking whether or not they're going to see any at all, and you're pretty much guaranteed to see thousands and thousands of those when you're down there. There's also various whales that you can see as well. Generally, it's a bit better later on in the season for the whales, but that's not to say you won't see them early on as well. There's also a lot of seals down there, and then some fantastic bird life as well. So it's a really nice mixture of different wildlife that you can see and experience down there.
But Simon told me some tours are now offering more unusual activities. How about sleeping on the ice?
I mean, there's not many people really can say that they've camped out in Antarctica, so the sort of tents and camping equipment are provided for you. You leave the ship after dinner on whichever designated night you're going to do it, and basically set up camp for the evening. Spend a few hours out. I mean, because it's 24-hour daylight down there, then it doesn't tend to get too dark, so it's quite a surreal experience anyway.
You can even have the chance to ski in Antarctica while you're there.
There's literally only one or two ships that kind of offer that as an additional extra at the moment. It's an activity you tend to do earlier on in the season just because the snow coverage is better then. The ships that do offer it seem to be, trying to increase their capacity for that and offering it on more and more departures each year. So demand is obviously increasing for that.
And if you're not worried about freezing water, how about diving?
It is possible now, and obviously a very unique place to do it, but a very, very special experience.
Simon says tours will allow you to spend at least a few days on the ice.
Once you get into Antarctica, you'd normally have anything from between maybe 4 to 8 days down there, just depending on the itinerary that you're doing. And during that time, on the sort of smaller expedition vessels, you would generally try and do two landings each day. So you get up early in the morning. Everybody would jump off the ship on the small Zodiac boats, hopefully land somewhere on the ice there. You'd have maybe 2 or 3 hours there, just depending on the conditions and which landing spot you're at. And then you come back to the ship, have some lunch. The captain would reposition to a different landing spot, and then you go out again in the afternoon and do a similar sort of thing. So, it's an absolutely incredible experience. And, as I said, it allows you to get, really up close and personal with the wildlife there and the ice. So it really is a very special activity.
There's lots more useful information about trips to Antarctica at chimuadventures.com, CHIMU.